yo. I told y'all I was gonna get what? You.
Like, what is wrong with you?
Yo, what up, man? Is it the booth with my messenger?
Ken Jones.
Ramona Jones.
GCL, yeah, man.
I wasn't gonna let him follow me today.
Yeah.
Never know.
Yeah, definitely can't follow that.
Never know a moment. Yeah.
This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has paid. That's what you need to do next time.
Then we hit them with a bada boom, bada bing. You know what it is when we in the booth. Speaking to the host, speaking to the youth. And no matter what, we gon' tell the truth. See time harvest, you can see the fruit.
This is the day that the Lord has made. Gotta get the bag, gotta get the loot. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day. For joining us in the booth with Kent Jones and Messenger. Please like, share, and subscribe to the show on YouTube, Facebook, and all podcast platforms, all
right,
including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts.
Yeah, and if you would like to... Why she ain't got no bed?
I don't need one.
If you only like wake up on your part. Sponsor the show, make sure you hit us up at In the Booth pod@gmail.com.
Thank you, In the Booth Band.
Yeah.
Wait, what is it? What's the end?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, man.
Great hot time. Topic for today, man. What we talking about?
Yeah. We talking about Andre.
One of the greatest rappers of all time.
Andre 3K.
Hey.
Gave his 2 cents. Says that hip hop don't have no fresh energy. None at all. It's money driven. Everybody trying to make that check. Nobody putting in their nobody putting in art in their albums anymore. Is what he says. Mm. I put this out on social media and everybody chimed in. 95% say it's true.
They agree.
Yeah, hate to say it's true, but it's true. Originality has a price. Every artist has pioneered hip hop, and was about art, was never about money. Okay, what are you saying? The ones that
now, do you have an age group? Like, are these older people that's answering?
About 30s, average 30s. It's some older people, like in their 50s.
Because would teenagers say the same thing right now, that they feel like it's all about money and they're not putting art in there? And their music.
But they wouldn't know the difference. I don't think they would know the difference of a period when we say they did. Because this is all they know.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And so most people pretty much said, you know, people, let me see. I'll just read some comments. People tell me I'm stuck in time whenever I do listen to hip hop because it's all about drugs and how not to take care of your family or how to disrespect everyone.
Hmm.
I believe that. Okay. Someone says, here's go someone, says, it's false. It's just oversaturated with BS. I don't know how that makes. Yeah. So people kind of, it's not about 95 pretty much say, you know, they agree and kind of expound on why they do. You know, now understand that Andre 3000 is one of the most artistic people, so his mind is different than everybody else's. That's number one.
Right.
You're not talking about just the average artist that comes out, put 16 bars hook, 16 bars hook, and then, you know, fade out the black, you know, fade the song out. You're talking about one of the most, not just the dopest artists, but the most, you know, artistic. I mean, Roger come out with a choir robe and ski boots.
Yeah,
right. And a white wig and just rock the stage.
Yeah, right.
That dude, he was different. So coming, you know, you guys understand, it's coming from his mind too. But I would definitely say that it's money driven. I'm really sick of the cookie cutter, you know, do a basic, hey, you know, little, you know, yeah. And then do a couple verses, auto tune, do the video. You got the money up in the air, you know, got the girl shake. Like, it's that same pattern is just.
The monotony.
It's just over.
There is new energy. You just gotta kind of find
it. It's you gotta dig. You know,
the Afro Burner Boy, all the international energy is very popping right now. The Black Coffee, people who, you know, this is mainstream, and I want the creativity to be seen also on the Kingdom to whereas there's just more creativity. You know, I think sometimes when we find out this is what churches want or this is what they're going to approve to sing Sunday morning, and everybody's trying to get in that space, and everybody's afraid to be creative, because as much as we want to say that theirs is about money, ours is too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, have you been creative to make something that may not get any radio play and nobody probably want to play in their Sunday morning service? You know, and so because when creativity, when you just creativity, it's a blank canvas, then you don't care where it's played. You want to have that expression of artistic, whatever you're feeling at the time, to come out in its purest form.
Yeah, that's what I feel like most people, when they say, I feel like it's false, and they're out there. You just kind of, you know. And when the people they name, I'm like, okay, they really not different. They're just better. That's not really different. They're doing the same thing. It's 16 bars hook. They just did a better version of it, you know. Or maybe they didn't use auto tune, or you know. But I feel like when I say artistic, is like we talked about Toby. Nwigwe, like he does not do songs like anybody else.
Right.
You know, the patterns, he come in with a verse and do a whole verse and then just hook it out. Like, you know, it's right. that I feel like that's.
And he got a female producer too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, in all fairness, do we sound like our parents? Like every generation has said the same thing. Oh, your music is not, it has no art form, yeah, or you're doing it for the money. Like every generation has said that. Yeah. Do you feel like,
I think
we're doing the same thing.
Minion's sound is more trendy with today. Like Minion is our son, Dominion, so, or Sky Blue. But I still respect the sound.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's more youthy. It's different. Sample driven.
And you're a musician. You're a producer. Now the average person your age listening to this music, would they say, oh, it's just,
they will pop, most music,
bubblegum music or whatever, young people
fall
music
in love with their sound when they're young. When you are in, you know I guess a kid up until college or what have you, that's when you are really programmed to what your sound is.
Mm-hmm.
And then anything outside of that
is not music.
You're like, it's not music.
Right.
But in every area, every era has said the same thing about the era behind
it.
That this is not music. This is not music. When they were like, what is this rap? This is not music. Because R&B ran things. And then everybody said, this is not music. So when you're artistic, you know, even when my music first came out, you know, I was like, this is not music. You know, don't nobody want to hear this or whatever. And the kids were on it, but the adults kind of wasn't riding with it. It was not until you seen the response of people. And that's another thing. When we had Solid Gold,
Star Search,
mm-hmm, Soul Train taught people how to respond to the music. This is how you dance. This is when you see Michael Jackson's videos of his the people screaming at the concert, then you know this is what I'm going to do when I get in front of him. We don't have that outlet a lot in the kingdom. Even when it comes to worship or our church experiences, you only see this, or worship or praise or
crying,
shouting or, you know, for the most part. And so when you hear music that don't allow you to do that,
you don't know what to do.
You don't know what to do. Or you don't think it's God's music, or you don't know how to express yourself with this music. And so there's a lot of outlets that we need on both sides. Even right now, because most music is internet-driven, internet-based, The new expression is not videos. We used to, you know, get the single, get the video. It's what you could do on TikTok.
Yeah.
You know, you get somebody to dance to your song on TikTok. That's how you get a song pop.
Yeah. Mm.
And that's a whole nother way of getting kids. And they don't even want to hear
the whole song.
The whole song.
Yeah that's to me, that kind of explains it. Mm. When you only want a clip of it, then you don't even have a shot.
The attention span.
I think the difference is back in the 90s, before digital, number one, you had to prove yourself. You had to have demos. You had to do...
It was harder to get in.
Yeah. You had press kits. You had, events and stuff, talent shows, and you had to prove yourself. Then you had to go before somebody hear a word, and then they show up, and then boom, they take you to an office, and you perform in front of them. And so your art had to be a certain place to get in those places. A&R. Where now, I don't have to go through anybody. I could just throw something out, and then what you're throwing out is thrown out by somebody else, because it's easy, just get this, get that, and that. And so now it's a saturation of a lot of the same sound, where back then every producer had a different sound. Nobody copied each other.
We thought that, but to people older than us, it sounded the same to them.
But even now, I can hear a beat and I'd be like, okay, yeah, that's like Metro Boomin. That's straight Metro Boomin. Or I can hear a beat and be like,
because you understand hip hop. But something that you don't understand, like if you start playing a bunch of reggae, all of them was gonna sound the same to you, because you now people who listen to reggae in detail, they know. All right, this is
reggaeton and
reggaeton and reggae,
something different. But we'll just call it all island music. You know what I'm saying? Because we don't listen to that much of that. We don't have a big sample size of it. We have a big sample size of it for a long time. Then you can say, okay, this is Southern rap versus East Coast rap versus West Coast rap. Okay, this is New Orleans sound. If I play that for Mama Dorothy, which is 70, what she say? She's 79.
She'll be 80.
She'll be 80 and still driving. But if I play anything for this 79-year-old white woman that we love, she'll be like, it all sounds the same to me. And so I feel like, based off of who we are, it's always, though, a bridge of one generation accepting the next generation. It almost seemed like the older people make the younger people rebel to do their own thing. It's just,
I think that's what creates the music, the rebellion.
Yeah, and like with
to be different. Yeah, to be different.
See, like with what Three Stacks is saying, like, I feel kind of how he feel, because to tell you the truth, like, a lot of these rappers out here, they lie. You know what I mean? Like, they talk, like, Future talks about codeine, and he don't even do none of that stuff. So it's like you're basically rapping about, you're selling something that you're not doing because you're trying to get the money off of it. Like, you basically don't even care about your fans because the music that we grew off of, I believe that they really cared about how their fans felt.
And
because
I think they cared about how their difference. They cared about that too. Mm-hmm. Like, E-40 was on the West Coast, but he don't sound nothing like Ice Cube.
Yeah, fact.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And Snoop don't sound like E-40. You know what I'm saying? And even
we're consumers of rap.
If somebody listened today who's of this generation and they hear them too, they be like, okay, they don't sound nothing alike. Mm-hmm. Rappers today, their beats sound alike.
They sound alike.
Their rap patterns? No.
Because we don't consume.
Yeah, we ask man, he would be like, oh no, these are different.
Are the same, like, that's just a lot of the same.
Dominion and to the generation, they know the distinct difference between all the artists. If I listen to a bunch of rock right now, it all sound the same to me. But if I listen to somebody, if I talk to somebody that listens to rock, like, no, this is heavy metal. This is
soft rock.
What is that? Not heavy metal.
Grunge.
I went to a concert when I was pastoring at New Hope, predominantly white kids. And they was like, would you go with us to a metal grunge concert? And it was four groups, and two of the groups were Christian. And it was in a mainstream. I was like, I gotta see this. And what I was looking for is the response of the people. Will the people respond to the kingdom grunge or heavy metal the same way that they respond to the mainstream? And you could not tell the difference. You could tell that one dude, at the end, the guy, gave a little message about Jesus being the light, blah, 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 blah. But they were still jumping in the crowd, getting pushed up. And it was wild.
And I, you know, that was the day when I was standing next to the pole, like, you know. And then the trip about it is,
yeah, right, Paul. The trip about it is, it was a lot of black dudes there too. And so, and I learned now, but to me, the music all sound the same.
And I had one of the students there explaining to me the difference in, and I, it just all sound the same. But I was just looking at their response. So. If a person is a consumer of that music, then they'll understand the detail of it. That's why I say he's not listening to these artists of today because he's older. And so it sounds the same to him because he can't hear the distinct difference between the voice. You know, if you don't know what Drake sound like.
I mean, I think like, it's the same genre. I don't think I think if you got a hip-hop ear, you got a hip-hop ear.
I don't think so. Because
I can go back. I can go back before.
When we sat at the basketball game and he playing all the music. Everybody sound like one kid. But men you'd be like, well, that's such.
Yeah. But
you can know the different person. But
I don't even think it's that. Yeah, you can know the different
artistically,
person. I don't think
they're
copying
the same.
I think he's saying the artistic side because when you look at Outkast, you had Big Boy and you got 3 Stacks. They were two different artists. Even though they from Atlanta, like, well, though Big Boy from Savannah and Dre from Atlanta.
Because they're different.
I've seen different interviews with 3 Stacks.
With my mama, they sound just alike.
But it's not about the same voice. I don't think it's about that because he's talking about artistically. Like, it's not about them sounding the same as a voice. It's about what they saying when they hit that stage or they record
and what they present,
what
like
they're talking about.
The videos.
Like three stacks didn't come out talking about I sell crack, I sell drugs. He didn't say that. Big Boy might have said it, but 3 Stacks didn't say that. 3 Stacks talked about
and it wasn't.
They talked about
10 to 20 artists doing the same thing.
Yeah,
in every player video. List,
like you would hear Big Boy say, "I'm the pimp. I done sold drug. I had bad. My uncles taught me how to sack up stuff." Yeah. You never heard Dre say none of that.
So Biggie videos didn't look like Tupac videos.
If you're a person from another country,
okay,
and you are from Europe somewhere. Mm-hmm. That you've never really heard this type of music. Tell me that a person can distinctly hear the difference between a Goody Mob and an Outkast. To them, sonically, it'll sound the same.
Facts. I understand what you're saying.
A Snoop and a Biggie, it's not going to sound the same.
To them, it will.
I doubt it.
If I give you 10... heavy metal group.
And then that's somebody also outside of the culture. I'm talking
that's
about within
I'm
the culture.
To tell you. Like he is outside of what's relevant right now.
But he
now.
Has a hip hop ear. He can hear hip hop.
He got a hit, but it has changed.
Like yeah, but most of the I mean.
But we done went through the hop up out of big get my swag on era. Yeah. We done went through all different eras since Outkast.
Yeah, so but most of the people that's at the top in these big. Corporation, they're older people,
but
so
that,
they still have an ear.
Okay,
for it.
Just,
they ain't signing. Older
okay,
people.
We talking
yeah,
about
but
Andre,
they,
right?
But I'm saying they still have an ear for it. To say that you no longer have a hip hop ear, your hip hop ear, I don't think it really goes nowhere.
I don't
because
think
I
it's
can
the,
hear
it's
the distinction
ear.
Of hip hop
yeah,
that was before
they
my time.
Relevant. They staying relevant to what
like in the '80s, they didn't sound alike.
Nope.
Houdini don't sound like Big Daddy Kane.
Them tracks sound alike.
KRS-One don't sound like LL Cool J.
His voice may not, but the feel of the track, as far as the genre of the music,
bruh.
You can't start saying
a hip hop ear could be like okay.
Like I'm a consumer of hip hop, so I know that this is West Coast, this is East Coast. Mm-hmm. I know a Dr. Dre track.
I mean, but LL and KRS-One is New York, and they don't sound the same. They don't rap the same. They don't.
For us, because we consume it. Like
yeah, don't say it. You have
a
hip hop ear.
That don't consume that.
Yeah, I'm not talking about that. But Andre is a rapper.
I don't think
like,
we
can. He can't hear. It sounds the same to him because he's not consuming it. He's not listening to it every day.
I don't know what I'm saying. I don't think you saying sound the same.
I don't know about that.
When I listen to
I don't think you lose your hip hop ear.
When I listen to any music, if I listen to praise and worship,
and then it's just not the sound. It's also the presentation.
Praise and worship got a sound.
But still though, it's not just the sound. It's also the presentation. You wear the same. You got the same chain. You got the same money up to your ear. You got the same girl dance behind you. Like, he's seeing the same thing, artist to artist. So say, okay, where's the difference?
You're not gonna go to. I went to a gospel concert the other day, and everybody got up and said, "Praise the Lord, everybody." I said, "Praise the Lord, everybody." You know. It's just based off of where you consume it, but I think art in that sense
like church is very cookie cutter. First of all, that platform is cookie cutter,
but to them, they feel like they're very different from each other.
That's what I'm saying, is that they, back then, if the goal was to be not like you, you know, to create your own lane. It wasn't like, you know, everybody just, you know, get the same
and see, rap pattern. And it might sound like you saying it'll probably sound the same to us because we know hip hop.
It looking the same.
I understand what both of y'all are saying, but at the same time, like, you got to look at Organized Noise. Organized Noise is the Dungeon Family. Outkast, Good Mob, and then it go into the Attic Crew. That's the Young Bloods, all of them boys. So you had Outkast. Before Outkast, you had Organized Noise, had Society of Souls. Society of Souls was comprised of Big Rube, Rico Wade, and a few other people. Gip Wife, she was a singer. So it's like, in that, you had different sounds. They didn't sound like an Outkast. Hmm. They were doing all kind of... they had R&B on the album. Society of Souls had R&B. They sounded neo soul. They had all kind of things. Then Outkast, PA came out before Outkast. So y'all don't even know about PA. PA's Parental Advisory. PA was the first. They were kind of like an Outkast, but they weren't Outkast. So they had kind of their first album was called Headbangers Ball or something like that. So you had, and then you had Goody Mob after Outkast. CeeLo was a part of Outkast. He wasn't a part of Goody Mob first. Backbone was a part of Goody Mob. He wasn't a single artist. So with all of these people, you had Kool Breeze. Kool Breeze never cussed in any of his music. He was still a part of the Dungeon Family. So even though all of these are categorized as rap, everybody was different. And I think 3Stacks is looking at it like, the creativity that he was around in the Dungeon Family, it don't exist. Those were different artists doing so many different things with different sounds.
And you had to prove yourself back then. You don't have to prove yourself now. You still have to prove yourself. But I'm saying you could drop something and something go viral like that, like I said, based off a dance or something, and then everybody start to like it. The people that are the bigger names right now are the people that's kind of different. The Drakes, the Kendrick Lamars, the ones that kind of got their own lane and got away from everybody else, or the one that started the wave, like Future, and everybody that came behind him ain't as big as Future, or the people that started this lane, Lil Baby, he created a sound. Everybody that came behind him ain't big as him. So it's either you create your own lane or the one that's the first one to, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, but the influx of being able to, everybody being able to do it, and have the access to do music, it's just, now you just flooded with a bunch of, you know, and I'm saying, the goal of, the idea that you had to prove yourself and kind of, that right there made you different.
I think anybody have to prove themselves, because if that's the case, then everybody will go viral all the time. So you could be good, you can think you're good, but
you cannot be good and go viral.
Yeah. That's
because sometimes,
you couldn't do that back in the day. You had to be good.
But see, it's art. So what we call trash is somebody else's treasure.
But you had to be good back then.
What I'm saying is, like, what we call good might not be good to what the kids are listening to, or what everybody, you know what I'm saying? Because everything is based off a TikTok dance. Or based off of different rules.
Now. That's what I'm saying. You know? The dynamics
but
changes all that.
We can't call it good just because we don't like it. You know what I'm saying? Well, I can't call it not good because I don't like it.
It's artistic. Like, it's like for
common,
money,
common sense.
If you're trying to get likes, views, all that, you it's just doing.
Well, maybe Andre just feels like it's an oversaturation. Like, there's so much music because of TikTok or whatever that it's just where's the art? Because there's so Andre's much music coming out at one time.
I tried to make that thing. I like, wait a minute. It's one most artistic people who ever, like, he's somewhere else.
Yeah, he came, he went, he was, he's different. He's not, he was like,
I'm not gonna be like anybody. I'm not wearing like nothing. I don't wear chains.
He did a singing record. Yeah.
I don't wear chains.
And it was out of here.
I mean, roses really smell like boo-boo. Like, who does that? Where's the hey now of today where, all right, and he's singing, and it's like him eight times on the screen doing in an old school setting. Yeah. That's art. Like, it's not just the music, presentation.
You might call it art. But then it was almost like a redo, like a retro to something. He was acting out like almost like a Jimi Hendrix or something. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
But so nobody was doing that. And that's why
they
listened to so much different music that they couldn't help but to switch their style.
Perverted, you got to look at like Lil Nas. Mm-hmm. Like without the perversion, that's Andre.
Yeah.
Somewhat, when you look at it. As far as his music and his style and how he...
Lizzo.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. What makes you big is you're different.
We ain't mean to say big after Lizzo, you know what I'm saying? Like,
Belle, please.
But she's amazing.
On that note.
Thank you.
She's amazing. Like, and she changed the game.
Different. And she changed the game.
She's different. Yeah. She's different. I said it's the ones that's different are the ones that are bigger names.
And I think that what Andre's saying, he was around so much different, so many different artists.
They were in the dungeon. They called it the basement. The dungeon was halfway done. It was red dirt. It was in a crawl space. Not even with a floor. And their whole challenge was to be different. So he's from that space.
A lot of different artists.
What I'm saying is, I understand.
I like the props for the history. Because I learned a lot today.
That's who inspired me.
I like the history. I like that.
In 11th grade, I had a friend that told me I need to stop rapping everybody else stuff. She heard me rapping.